every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel الحمد لله رب العالمين There are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur, rahmatullah alayhi, was seen by a dreamer in his dream. And he saw the great Shaykh dressed in heavenly garments, with a beautiful crown on his head, standing in the mihrab of the masjid. So the dreamer asked, Ya Shaykh, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? And how did you gain this great respect and this great status? Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullah alayhi replied that Allah Azza wa Jal honored me with this crown, these garments and Jannah, paradise as well. And it was through one particular act, and that was that I used to recite Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. And it is because of the Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have been honored after my death. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we are blessed with a beautiful month. A month which we must respect. And respecting this month in our hearts and our minds will give us untold fortunes and treasures. Let me share with you a narration. In Bukhara, there was a fire worshipper. And one day, he was walking through the Muslim marketplace with his son. And his son took something out of his pocket and started to eat it openly. Upon seeing his son eating, he rebuked him and scolded him. Are you ashamed of eating in the Muslim marketplace in the month of Ramadan? His son said, But father, you also eat in the month of Ramadan? He says, yes, I do. But I do not eat in front of the Muslims, and I do not disrespect the month of Ramadan by eating in front of them. This is not right. This is a very blessed month for the Muslims, and you should have more respect. Subhanallah. After some time, this fire worshipper died. Somebody saw him in a dream, strolling in the gardens of paradise. Amazed by his status, the dreamer asked, You were a fire worshipper. How did you get to Jannah? He replied, You are right. I was a fire worshipper. But at the time of my death, Allah Azza wa Jal granted me the blessings of Iman because I had respected the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, a fire worshipper honors and respects this blessed month, rebukes his son for eating in the Muslim marketplace. He has a compassion towards the Muslims. And because of that, he is honored and respected at the time of death, and he is granted Iman and is strolling the gardens of paradise. As ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, if we were to honor and respect this beautiful month, and how great blessings we would achieve. How successful would we be in this world, in our grave, and in the hereafter. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, unfortunately, even in this blessed month, with all its treasures, there are those who are lost in sins. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked his companions, Do you know who a destitute, a poor person is? They replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is it the one who does not have wealth? Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, no, it is not him. The destitute in my ummah, the poor in my ummah, is the one who is brought on the day of judgment. So on the day of judgment, he appears in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he presents his salah, his namaz, his fasting, his charity. His book of deeds is there with all the good deeds. But because of his abuse for other people, because he had infringed the rights of others, he will have taken other people's money, he would have swindled other people, his deeds will be taken and given to those other people. And if he runs out of good deeds, then those who come to complain afterwards, because there are no good deeds to take away, they will upload their sins onto this person and walk away. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, this is the destitute and poor person of my ummah. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this month of Ramadan comes with all its blessings. But for those who appreciate it, who work hard day and night trying to please Allah Azza wa Jal, its rewards are so amazing that Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anybody dies in this blessed month in the state of fasting, then Allah Azza wa Jal will bless him with the reward of fasting until the day of judgment. This is how amazing this month is. The gates of the mercy of Allah are opened. The gates of Jannah, paradise, are opened. The doors of hellfire are closed. In a beautiful hadith mubarakah in Sunan Nasa'i Sharif, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the doors of Jahannam, hell, are closed. The devils are chained. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would say to his companions, the month of Ramadan has arrived. It is a very blessed month. Allah has commanded you to fast in it. In this month, the gates of the skies are opened and those of hell are closed. Shaitans are kept in chains. In this month, there is a blessed night called Laylatul Qadr, which is greater than 1,000 months. The one who is deprived of its blessings is completely deprived. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this month, with all its mercies, with all its blessings, with all its treasures, has come to us. And yet, if we cannot take advantage of this, then Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that the one who is deprived of its blessings is completely deprived. And how are we deprived of the blessings? By not doing our deeds that please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How unfortunate is the person who, even in this blessed month of Ramadan, misses his salah. How unlucky, how miserly is that person who, even in this month of Ramadan, or how fortune stricken, misfortunate, unfortunate is that person who does not, in this blessed month, open the Quran and start reading it. How bad is that person who, even in this blessed month, cannot be nice to people? How unfortunate is that person who, in this blessed month, continues to commit sins? Allahu Akbar. A renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, says, in Ramadan, the gates of the skies are opened through which special blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal descend on the earth. The gates of Jannah are opened. The maidens of Jannah are aware that Ramadan has arrived and they are praying for the people of the world. This is the month where the punishment of the grave is put at a stop. This is the month where the door of hellfire is closed. This is the month where the shaitan are locked up. And yet, there are some very unfortunate souls who, even in this month, continue to disobey Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally we see, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, that Muslims try to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They become more interested in worship in Ramadan. Because we have two enemies. We have the shaitan and the nafs. And the shaitan is locked up. But the nafs is an even greater enemy. And that incites us to bad. But he's alone. So alhamdulillah, we see that the fortunate ones in this month turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. They try to protect their salah. They read the Quran. They keep their tongues moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. They ask for repentance for the sins they've committed 11 months of the year. And they are taking the advantage of the fact that they're only fighting one enemy, because the other one, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, is locked up. Yet unfortunate are those who do not take a lesson from this and try to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it gets worse. You know, ik zamana tha, there was a time where anybody who didn't fast in the month of Ramadan used to keep it a secret. They used to hide away in places and perhaps eat. And they used to feel ashamed if it was mentioned in the public. But unfortunately, times have changed. You now see Islamic brothers eating during the day, smoking during the day, eating pan during the day. And sometimes they're so shameless that they're doing it in front of Muslims who are fasting. Allahu Akbar. And it gets worse. Some people even sit in bars during the month of Ramadan. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is descending. It knows no bounds. Allah Azza wa Jal is calling out, saying, come to my mercy. The blessings of Ramadan are so huge that we cannot even imagine their size. The great gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal are ready to be showered upon us. And yet we are drenched in sin. Allahu Akbar. The scholars of Islam say that if anybody eats or drinks deliberately in public during the day in Ramadan without any Sharia exemption, then he deserves severe punishment. Allahu Akbar. The punishment of those who don't fast in this world should be severe. But can you imagine the punishment in the grave? And the embarrassment and the punishment on the Day of Judgment. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the month of Ramadan was here for us to change. It was a stop. Roza was there to stop you. Stop you in your tracks. Have a reality check. Who am I? Where am I going? Allah Azza wa Jalla has created me, given me this body, given me all the ni'mats around me. I cannot count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla even if I tried. And for 11 months of the year, I have disobeyed my Creator Supreme. Now I get the chance to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I am promised that if you sincerely repent, I will forgive you. And yet even in this month, we waste the opportunity. How unfortunate are we? Let's remember that there will come a day, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, where all these luxuries and these intoxications and these things we can't live without will be left in this world. All the pleasures will be left in this world. And we will go into a dark and lonely grave. Now just imagine this for a second. Some brothers said, well, the roza's too hard. We live in the Western countries. It's 18 hours. How can we bear that long? First of all, my dear Islamic brothers, you have been chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. On the surface of the earth, there are billions of people. There are hundreds and thousands and millions of Muslims fasting. And yet you have been chosen to be amongst those fortunate people who have probably the longest fast in the world. Isn't that a great honor and a privilege? Then, the difficulty, because it's not easy, but the difficulty that you put up with
And don't forget, the more difficult the task, the greater the reward. So the difficulty you put up with, that is finite. So if you fast for 18 hours in the day, that time has come and gone. But in your book of deeds, it is written that on this date, on this 18th of May 2018, he fasted from morning till evening for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now that fasting came and went. We carried on, the world moved on. But on the day of judgment when you wake up and you are given the reward and that book of deeds is there and it says on that date, from morning to evening, he fulfilled the command of Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he fasted. How proud will you feel? And say the shaitan got the better of you, your nafs got the better of you, and you missed a roza, you missed a fast. On the day of judgment, when you stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you are seeing those who fasted for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, being given the treasures and the honor and the dignity, everything. These people are being given dasturkhan, tables of food. They are being honored by being called from the door of Jannah for the fasting people, Babu Rayyan. And they are given all these high statuses. How ashamed, how remorseful, and how much regret would you feel? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. This time will pass. Whether you fast or you don't, your waqt guzar jayega, it will pass. But if you don't fast, your life in this world will be a misery. You will lose the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the next world, in the grave, you will be in severe torment. And on the day of judgment, you will be in great difficulty. Yet for the one who tries to please his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Creator Supreme, there is bliss in this life. There are gardens of paradise in the grave. And there is great honor and dignity on the day of judgment. And the choice is yours. This is a month where you can change everything. There was one brother who joined the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islami. And today we struggle to convince even those around us to practice, pray Salah, read the Quran. Listen to this heartwarming story. He joins the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islami. And soon after, he gains a job in a foreign country and he travels to Oman. And he starts to work in a factory. And in the factory, different groups of people from different countries listen to different types of music. So there are, at any time, different cassette players, and there are hundreds of workers in this factory. And lots of people have different types of music. But because of the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami, he hates music. So what he starts to do is he starts to try and convince those working around him that let's listen to bayans. So they get cassettes of bayans of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, different sunnah-inspired bayans, speeches, and he starts to play them. And he plays the bayan on the first night of the grave, the reality of the world, the talking grave, all these bayans. And gradually, he changes the mindset of 50 or 60 factory workers. And all these 50 or 60 factory workers in his group, alhamdulillah, start listening to the bayans. Gradually the group increases and they become 250. And their habit is that while they're working, constantly the bayans are being played in the background. And then one of the foremen comes up. And he is not too pleased with this. And eventually he is convinced as well. So it becomes a routine that in the morning from 7 till 8, they're listening to the tilawat of the Quran while they're working. From 8 till 9, they're listening to natipaks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereon, they are listening to sunnah-inspired bayans all day whilst they're working. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The brother says that gradually because of that, We started in the factory, in the workplace, a sunnah-inspired ijtama and dars, and we started to act upon the sunnahs, and quite a lot of brothers grew the beard to the full fist and became full proper namazi, subhanallah. They started to pray their salah regularly, on time, alhamdulillah, and they started reading with jama'at, just because one brother wanted to change things. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, sometimes we think that we can't do it, but we can. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the strength. We need to pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the ability to take this month of Ramadan with both hands and make it a changing month in our lives. To make those great changes. And first we change ourselves, we protect our salah, we become humble people in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We pray day and night, we read the Quran, we keep our tongues moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. We do everything to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then gradually, in a beautiful way, in a sunnah inspired way, we do infradi koshish upon our family, our brothers and sisters, and gradually bring them into the Madani mahal as well. And this is the essence of Ramadan. In Ramadan, we are together at Sehri time. How beautiful would it be if we sat down and talked about Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then during the day, how beautiful would it be? How blessed is that household? Okay, everybody is sat in different parts of the house, reading the Quran, doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting through the Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listening to bayans, reading Islamic books. Subhanallah, what a blessed house that would be. Can you imagine the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and especially in this beautiful month of Ramadan? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a lot of brothers and sisters, when they hear advice, they tend to shy away from it. They tend to think, I don't need it. Yet, the reality is that in Surah Anbiya, part 17, verses 2 and 3 of the Quran, translation from Ghazal Iman, Allah Azza wa Jal says, when any new advice comes to them from their Creator, they do not listen to it, but inattentively, their hearts are in heedlessness. Allahu Akbar. Whenever you get the opportunity, whenever Imam Sahib is giving dars, whenever an Islamic brother is giving dars, sit down, spare the time, listen to bayans, listen, watch Madani Channel, listen to the Madani pearls of the scholars of deen, and learn from them. We don't want to be of those who are ignorant. We don't want to be of those who ignore the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. We want to be of those who turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal in this blessed month. Because Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, verily, Jannat is adorned for the month of Ramadan from one year to the next. When Ramadan comes, Jannat says, Ya Allah, in this month, give me the people from amongst your servants who will live in me. Subhanallah. The heavenly maidens say, Ya Allah, in this month, give us our husbands from amongst your servants. Nanaka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this month, if anybody protects his nafs from intoxicants, refrains from laying false blame on Muslims and all types of sins, Allah Azza wa Jal will marry him to 100 heavenly maidens every night, and he will make for him a palace of gold, silver, rubies and emeralds in Jannah. And this palace will be so enormous that even if the whole world is placed in it, the world would only take a small amount of space, as a herd of sheep takes up place in this world. And if anybody drinks an intoxicant or falsely accuses a Muslim or commits a sin, Allah Azza wa Jal will ruin his one year's good deeds. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is the month to get rid of heedlessness, get rid of negligence, get rid of the laziness. This is a month where just work hard. Work hard in these 30 days of Ramadan. The 11 months of the year, we take advantage of the blessings and the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we enjoy them. In this month, just work to please the Creator. Fill your sacks with all the good deeds and all the barakats so that they can last you throughout the year. Spend this month changing your mindset. The shaitan is chained up. This is the month to try and help yourself to lighten up your grave and to protect you on the day of judgment. We have glad tidings of the reward and the mercy of honoring this month of Ramadan. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Muntin Channel, remember this, that dishonoring the month of Ramadan is to commit sin in it. If we don't change our habits and we remain the same, if we waste time in this blessed month, if we talk to our parents in the wrong way, if we shout at our brothers and sisters, if we behave wrongly with others, if we cheat and backbite and lie, then we are dishonoring this month. And the punishment for dishonoring this month, Allahu Akbar, is quite severe. Laying false blame on Muslims is very serious. Hurting other people is very serious. My dear Islamic brothers, this month is there to cleanse us. How unfortunate is the one who, instead of being cleansed, ends up being cursed. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umm Hani radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "My ummah will not be disgraced as long as it fulfills the rites of Ramadan." And then Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked what is meant by disgrace in this matter, and Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Committing sins in this month." And then Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If anybody fornicates or drinks alcohol in this month, Allah Azza wa Jal and his angels curse him. If he dies before the next Ramadan, he will not have a single virtue to save him from the fire of hell. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal concerning Ramadan, because just as the reward of good deeds is increased in this month as compared to other months, the severity of the punishment for sins is also increased." Allahu Akbar. We have the opportunity to do and act and gain 10 times more reward, 70 times more reward, 700 times more reward, endless reward. But at the same time, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if we continue to commit sins, then the punishment for that is also severe. This is a month which is one that came to cleanse us. And the only way that it can do that is if we allow it to. Allahu Akbar. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, went to a cemetery in Kufa to visit the graves. Seeing a newly prepared grave, he desired to get to know the internal state of the person in it. He humbly asked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Ya Allah, reveal to me the condition of this person." Immediately the veils were lifted, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala saw a horrific scene, that the person was being burnt in the fire and screaming out for help, and was saying, "Oh Ali, I am drowned in fire, I am burning in fire." He was asking for help. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala lifted his hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and pleaded with the merciful Rabb, "Ya Allah, please forgive this person." A voice was heard from the unseen, "Oh Ali, do not intercede for him, as he used to disrespect Ramadan. In spite of fasting, he did not refrain from committing sins even in this blessed month. And he used to fast during the day, but would indulge in sins at night." Allahu Akbar. Listening to this, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu put his head in prostration and began to cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and began to plead with the Creator Supreme and say, "Ya Allah, this man has put hope in me and has asked me for help. You are the Creator. Do not disappoint me in front of him. Have mercy on him. Forgive him. He is a helpless man." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala continued to cry and pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal until a voice was heard that, "Oh Ali, for your sake we have forgiven him." Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this month is here to give us blessings and mercy. Let's not be of those who disrespect this month. Let's try and protect our eyes, our ears, our tongue. Let's protect everything we have to do nothing that displeases Allah, His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we don't do anything, Ya Allah, that leads to Your displeasure or dishonor of this blessed month. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to gain the maximum blessings for the month of Ramadan. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.